Can you spell pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl.
Off the top of my head, I don't think I can.
Oh, yeah. Did you know it starts with like a P or some bullshit?
What? A P?
Yeah, dude, yeah. It starts with a P.
Pterodactyl?
No, pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
It's a silent P.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say?
No. No.
No.
This is Dr. Pamela Gay. Get your randomness on with the paradoxal pterodactyl.
Lost, born, zebra. God, I've been talking in this.
amazing, but it's so sad that the sponge zebra never gets anything!
Hey, what kind of place you running here anyhow?
You got anything funny to say?
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
That's kind of lame.
You need another damn beer today. I'm having a bad day.
Again?
Yeah. But today I want to kill people.
And this is where it gets kind of surreal when you really think about it.
I still, you know, you still do everything, so it doesn't even matter. So, you know, what?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I work two jobs. I work about 60 hours a week. Between 50 and 60 hours a week, I raise two children. I'm up in the middle of the night. What more do you want? And what does Mark do? He doesn't even have a job.
Wow.
You know, I mean, come on. Or he maybe works 20 hours a week. 20 hours. I mean, you are just so inconsiderate. Not only to me, but to these children.
Nor you. When I do give you money, I don't help anyway. So what?
That's enough. Pick them up. You know, I mean.
Been listening to each other
way too long.
You don't want to be any understanding to me at all.
Well, you're not
listening
to me either. When I do give you money, I yank like, and you tell everybody, Mark, don't do shit, so fuck off. I'm not going to give you shit.
I don't say that.
Oh, bullshit.
Mark, you don't do shit.
Okay, then you don't need money from me.
You know?
You're Wonder Woman.
And that's exactly the shit the stuff I'm telling you about.
Well, that's fine, yeah.
Just like I said, when you really love somebody, when you really care about somebody, you know, you can't.
Get off the table! Now!
Hi, gosh.
Where's your cup at? Get down and go get it.
No!
Yeah.
When we hear things, you know, we're just sensing these compression waves moving back and forth against our eardrums, and then our brain is converting that into
sound.
once was a little girl who loved gymnastics. She loved to somersault. And to jump on the trampoline. And do cartwheels and back bends. She even climbed in door jams. She was like a little monkey. Full of energy, always moving. Living in the moment. Happy and resilient. She thought she'd do gymnastics forever and pleased her so. Suddenly, everything changed. She moved with her family to a new state. Happiness seemed to permeate every aspect of existence. She still swung around on the monkey bars. But more infrequently every day in the new environment. One day she just stopped. She got swept up in the hustle bustle of growing up, the awkwardness of adolescence, the difficulties of adulthood. She forgot what pleased her and instead focused on what caused her pain and suffering. There were countless reasons to be miserable. She allowed the reasons to weigh on her shoulders, to pull her down. Till one day, she remembered that she was still that little girl who loved gymnastics. But she would always be that little girl. And she began to stretch her older, achier body. She discovered that she loved to do handstands. And yoga. And to jump around. She discovered that it's all the same. Thank you.
let your attention shift to your legs, noting just how your thighs, knees, calves, and feet feel. Now silently repeat to yourself, "My legs are heavy and warm. My legs are heavy and warm. My legs are heavy and warm."
Better not fuck with me, or report this to the chief. or I'll kill you, and I guarantee, if I can, I have friends that will kill you, and that's a promise. Now the chief presented this to him, along with the theft from the store, which he denied, but asked him if he made this statement to me. And he says, you goddamn right I did.